Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health podcast. I'm your host, Kate Boyle, and today I'm going to be chatting about three ways that can help you reduce and manage your stress. Now, I wanted to share this week because I think if you are living anywhere in the world at the minute, there has been a lot of heightened levels of stress. You know, there's been more emotional stress, there's been more physical stress with everything that's been happening. And like us, if you're in a lockdown right now, then there definitely is a lot more stress. So I just wanted to share three ways that I'm finding that are really helping me to manage my stress load. And again, physical and emotional stress, and just helping me to feel really positive and even stay motivated during this time. Because I think with so much uncertainty, if you're anywhere where there's lockdowns happening, it can be really hard to, you know, just want to get up in the morning and feel positive and do exercise and get moving and have those goals. So let's dive into the first way. And the first way is our breathing. Now, you've heard me talk a lot before about breathing and the benefits of breathing. There's also a few more guests coming up on the podcast in the next month or so that, you know, just inadvertently our conversation, we're talking about stress and they talk about the benefits of breathing too. So it's really great to know that the information about breathing is really getting out there. It's becoming more common knowledge. And, you know, breathing is so effective and it's free. And it's quick, and it's something that we can do anytime, anywhere. We don't need to have special equipment with us. You know, we don't need to be standing in a certain position, you know, or having to look at something in particular. We can literally do it anywhere at any time. So a lot of the benefits of breath work now has been documented. There's been lots of different studies coming through. But generally, breath work not only helps us to reduce our stress, but it helps to improve our concentration and alertness, our clarity. We tend to have less tightness around our back and our diaphragm and within our whole body in general. After just doing a few minutes of breath work, you can just feel that tension just gently just release from the body. So physical, emotional, and mental benefits. And if you know, speak to any of the breathwork practitioners out there, there's lots of different ways that you can do breathwork. And Pilates, again, as I've said before, is that's one of the reasons that really drew me into Pilates. You know, being a fit and active person normally, it was the breath, it was the slowing down, connecting to my body, taking that time to really focus in on my breath. I learned so much more about my movement just by paying attention to my breath and even to the tightness in my body, because sometimes it's only when we sort of stop and take just those couple of minutes to really sort of drop inside our body that we start to really notice where we're feeling tight, I often will feel if I feel sort of slightly rotated even in my spine. So, you know, these sorts of things can be really beneficial. Now, for the different types of breath work, I'm just going to share two different types today. And mainly we're sharing there's breath work to really stimulate your breath and wake you up. And there's breath work to calm down your nervous system. And that's the breath work we're going to focus on today. So calming down our parasympathetic nervous system and dropping into that parasympathetic state, it's our rest and our digest state. And that's where we're going to get the most benefits from this breath work when we're looking to relieve stress. So our first one that you can try is breathing in for a count of four and then exhaling for a count of eight. Now, when we're looking at doing our breath work, ideally we want to be breathing in and out through our nose. So in our nose, you know, we've got nose hair, we've got mucus, okay, we've got all these things that act as purifiers really to help cleanse the air before we take it into our body. So from an immunity sense, from our parasympathetic sense, breathing in through the nose is really going to cleanse that air and help to calm down the nervous system. Now, starting off with that breath in for 4, breathe out for 8, and you might do that for about 1 to 2 minutes. As you get more accustomed to doing that breath, we can start to stretch it out to what they call a 7-11 breath. So we're inhaling for 7 counts and we're exhaling for 11. So that's what I want you to aim to build up to, is that 7-11 breath. But when you first start, it may feel, you know, it may feel very difficult to breathe in for that long or breathe out for that long. So start with that 4 and 8 count and build up to that 7 and 11 as you feel more comfortable. Usually a couple of minutes, you can do, you know, as long as you like, 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But even if you just do it for 1 minute and then just, you know, close your eyes down, you can be sitting at your bench, you know, nowhere special. Just focus on that breathing for a minute and then check back in with yourself and see how you feel. And you definitely will feel a lot more relaxed. You may feel a lot of the tensions dropped out of your shoulders or your neck or your back, wherever you may be holding it. So really simple technique. Another one that I like to share is the box breath. And with that one, we hold for an even amount of counts. So we take a nice deep inhale for a count of 4. We hold our breath for a count of 4. We exhale for the count of 4 and we hold our breath for a count of 4. So if you imagine drawing your 4 sides of a box, okay, nice and square, we've got our 4 counts for our inhale, 4 counts to hold, 4 counts to exhale, 4 counts to hold. And that's where the box breath name came from. Again, with our box breath, we can start to stretch that out to 5 counts, 6 counts, 7 counts and see what feels comfortable for you. Again, try just a couple of minutes to start with. As you feel more comfortable, you can build that up. And you will find when you're doing some of these breathing techniques that it may feel really hard to either exhale for a longer period of time or hold your breath for that long, you know, period of time. And it's just going to take a little bit of practice. I know for me that holding the breath, I find quite difficult to do. So naturally, I tend to gravitate to the 7-11 breath for me, but everybody is a little bit different and you can play around with it. So that's one of the other benefits with breath work, is that there's no hard or fast rules. Just try if you can when you're practicing that first example that you're extending your exhale longer than what your inhale is. And with the box breath, just holding it for an even amount of counts, but that breath could be 4, 5, 6, or 8. So totally up to you. Okay, moving on. So the second stress reduction technique that I wanted to share is getting out in nature. And again, none of these techniques are, you know, brand new groundbreaking science, although there is a lot of science to back up that these really help with our stress levels. But I think it's really important to talk about things that we have access to, that are easy to do, that don't take a lot of time. Otherwise, they're going to be barriers that are going to stop us from following through. So getting out into nature, that doesn't mean you have to trek out to the wilderness and be completely surrounded by acres of trees and grassland. It means just getting out, even to your local park, going for a walk. You know, there's a lot of, where we live in Australia, there's a lot of bands or green bands where there's just sort of paths and walkways that lead to paths and they're open, there's trees, there's birds. And so getting into that part of nature counts. So even if you're just going for a walk to the park, you know, explore your surrounding areas, taking that time just to get out into nature helps to reduce our stress levels, helps to, again, really switch us to that parasympathetic nervous system, really fires that up. So we're in that really nice, rested, easy, relaxed state. And another part that I've been doing a little bit more recently, which I'm sure you've heard about, is grounding. And we can do that while we're out in nature. So essentially what grounding is using either our hands or our feet, our bare feet, and connecting with the earth. So that might be walking on grass. If you are, you know, lucky enough to live by a beach and you can get down to the beach and you can walk in the sand and into the water, again, that's grounding. I know I may sound very strange, but even more recently, I think with these lockdowns, that when I'm out running, I have this urge to go and touch the trees. And even if it's just to, you know, brush my hands over some leaves as I walk by a tree, or walk over and smell a flower, or touch and hold on to the bark, just having that connection is really empowering. So whether or not you're connecting your feet to the earth, or, you know, sometimes me and my girls we're at the park, we'll be doing handstands and cartwheels and those types of things, so you're getting your hand in. Or even if some of that just sounds way too woo-woo and you're like, oh, no thanks, Kate, getting into your garden is grounding. So, you know, digging up your garden beds, you may be planting vegetables or flowers or whatever it may be, that is still counted as grounding and connecting with the earth. And if you are a gardener, I love to just get into my veggie patch and stuff. But even if you only do a little bit of gardening, I'm sure you know that you always feel this, that little bit more calmer afterwards. You're outside, you're surrounding yourself by, you know, trees and plants and flowers, and it really does have a positive effect on our mind and our physical health. So getting out into nature, grounding when you can. If you haven't tried it before, I do encourage you to do it. Sometimes it's just that sensory feel that feels, you know, nice, you know, taking your shoes off and walking in that grass and feeling, you know, those different textures feels really lovely too. So even if you just give it a go for that, don't explain it to the people that you're with. Just say, oh, I just feel like taking my shoes off, you know. Even if you're doing it at the beach, that's quite a normal thing to do. But just sort of cue into how you feel afterwards. See if it's made a bit of a difference and see if you enjoy it, because it's just, again, another free thing that you can add in that can be really great for stress levels. And finally, the last one I wanted to share is movement. So you guys know I am a huge advocate for moving our bodies, and it doesn't have to be hard and fast and, you know, running and thinking about doing a marathon or a 100K bike ride. It's simply connecting with our bodies and moving in a way that feels good. So that could be dancing in your kitchen. That could be doing some stretches, getting your massage balls out or a foam roller if that feels good for you, releasing that your fascia, getting your lymph moving. That could be going for a walk, you know, with where everybody is at. Again, don't need a lot of money or any money to go for a walk. You don't need to book a time in anywhere. You can simply just walk out your front door and go for a walk. So moving our body is really important. We know that when we move, our body releases endorphins. And so they're our happy, you know, happy go get them hormones. That helps us feel more motivated. So a lot of the time, you know, you might sort of go, oh, I really don't feel like doing any exercise. But a couple of minutes into doing it, you're like, oh, I feel really good now. I can keep going. I can do more. So there's the endorphins help with our motivation. Okay. Moving our body helps with our circulation, helps with our hormones production. And then it also helps with our brain health too. So when we're doing exercise that may involve either body weight exercises like planks and lunges and squats, or maybe you're lifting weights or kettlebells and doing a workout that way, we know that we have improved brain function, brain health, cognitive memory increases. So there's all these benefits that have a flow-on effect, not just for our immediate health right now, but for our longevity as well, for both mental and physical health. So, you know, even if you're scared of exercise, a lot of people, I think, with everything that's been happening, you know, they've taken a bit of a break, and sometimes it's really hard to get back into it. My advice is to start small. Choose something that you enjoy. So whether or not it's a workout online, it's putting on some music, it's going for a walk, all these activities can be really beneficial, and you can tailor it to what suits you. You might start off with 10 minutes, build up to 20 minutes, but if we can get at least 20 minutes in on a daily basis, we're going to be feeling so much better physically in our body, but also mental health wise as well. And we know that all these things, they add up over time. And when we're looking at some of those really big diseases, things like autoimmune diseases, adrenal fatigue, even as women go through perimenopause and menopause and changes, stress is a huge thing. Even if you're battling PMS and all those types of things, stress exacerbates all the bad things. Exacerbates pain, tightness, you know, the list is endless. So if we can help to reduce our stress levels, then it's going to have a huge flow-on effect, not only just for our physical health, but our mental health as well. And I think just listening to your body, having a think about these couple of things and maybe sort of going, okay, well, what thing can I start with today? Maybe I can start with moving my body. And then tomorrow, if I move my body and I go for a walk, then maybe I can take my shoes off or, you know, pop my hands onto a tree or onto the ground and do some grounding at the same time. And I'm in nature, so I'm going to get those added benefits too. So I hope you enjoyed this shorter episode. I'm always saying that we just want to take these really small steps. And at this point, you know, whether you're in lockdown or not, you know, we all go through periods of our life where things are a little bit harder. Maybe we've got added emotional stresses. We might have, you know, young kids or kids home all the time or just a lot on our plate. Adding in these couple of things, starting with one and just slowly building on, is really going to have long-term effects for our overall health. And at this point, looking after ourselves and our immunity is a huge thing. And we know that stress will deplete a lot of our minerals, it'll affect our immunity. So the more that we can reduce stress and really manage it in a well-rounded way, the better immunity that we're going to have. And I think that's just a huge bonus for everybody at every point in their lives, but especially with everything going on right now. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We are in October doing a special month on women's health, and I will be interviewing a special guest each week in October on different areas of women's health. So be sure to keep tuning in for that. And just a big thank you to you for tuning in each and every week to the podcast. I really love sharing this information with you, and I hope you guys love tuning in as much as I love sharing. All right, have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you again on the podcast next week.
Thanks for listening in to the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.